The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. Lucky us. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing very well, but today's topic is not the most pleasant one of all, because this is that's the time when you've got to sign up for your Medicare plan or the private alternative Medicare Advantage. The period begins on October 15th, and it's going to run through December 7th. So if you're 65 and over, if you're disabled, you are eligible for Medicare, you have until December 7th, but not a day beyond that, to shop for your best plan for 2019. I'm going to try to help you with that today. So look, everybody knows Medicare is so complicated that most people dread shopping, and that includes me. Even though I set aside like an hour and a half to do it, I really don't look forward to it. And the fact is, 80% of Medicare beneficiaries never shop year after year. They just stay with the plan they're in last year. And that's a shame, because more than half of Medicare people who are eligible would find better care and save some money, or both, if they just devoted an hour or so to the shopping process. But I'm going to give you two numbers in a minute or two to call to make shopping as easy as possible. But first, let's talk about the big changes for 2019. Now, if you're in original Medicare, traditional Medicare, you don't have a lot to worry about. It's basically the same. You can see nearly any doctor all over the country. I mean, don't believe what you hear from some politicians. 90% of doctors accept Medicare, and sort of virtually all 5,000 hospitals all over the country. The government pays around 80% of your costs, so that's not a bad deal. And as anybody who has a television knows, you can buy private supplemental plans and drug plans to cover the rest of your costs, or at least a good portion of the rest of your costs. So all in all, original Medicare is a very good deal for Americans. It's the best health care option we have. The news this year is that Medicare Advantage plans, that's the private alternative to Medicare, are better than ever, at least on paper, if you don't read the fine print. Now, what you have to keep in mind, never forget this, Medicare Advantage plans, they're private plans. They're run by giant insurance companies like UnitedHealthcare and Aetna that are frankly out to make a profit at your expense. That's the bottom line here. The government pays the giant companies huge subsidies. People don't realize this. We are the taxpayers, this government. We're paying these private companies $500 to $700 a month subsidy for each member in their plans. So as juicy as that is, the less they spend on your care, the more profit they make. And they keep their costs down by two very significant ways. First, they offer very tight provider networks, in sharp contrast to original Medicare, any doctor all across the country. This is doctors and hospitals around the corner from you, and that's it. So if you get sick traveling, say to your in-laws, that could get you sick. Yeah, right? So if you get sick out of network, you're probably going to get stuck with all the medical bills. Worse than that, I think. Good luck if you really get sick and you need a top specialist out of network. Now, you might see that specialist, you might get cured, and you might go broke in the process. Medical bills are, when you're hit with 100% of them, are extremely expensive. And those surprise bills can really hurt you. Second, Advantage plans are notoriously stingy. Now, healthcare advocates tell me constantly, they're fighting with Advantage plans over and over again, especially over emergency room bills. So they'll cover an emergency, but then they'll say, well, I'm sorry, that really wasn't an emergency in your situation. I'm sorry, you're stuck with the entire bill. So when you've got emergency bills that can run anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000, that can be right in your lap. So all in all, Jill, and here's the thing that stuns me. A third of Medicare beneficiaries are still picking Advantage plans.
That is simply because I think it's the word advantage, very bluntly.
I don't think advantage has
it implies it just implies that I don't want to shop. It's like it implies it's really clever marketing, the same way that to digress momentarily, all of these medications are cleverly marketed. You know, you just once you're in that quote headspace unquote
right.
You know, what are you going to think? It's an advantage.
Well, you've really put your finger on it, because, you know, the advantage is the key here, because there are three main reasons for that people really like Medicare Advantage plans. First of all, their ease of shopping. They offer all-in-one coverage. So you can go to one place, you can get all your medical, you can get your drugs, you can get your dental, you can get your vision. That goes beyond regular Medicare. They have to cover every benefit that original Medicare provides, but they can add these extras, these advantages, like in one place, dental and vision and drugs. Also, the premiums are awfully low. I mean, they average about $28. It's actually down a buck or two from last year. But you have to factor in the fact that 46% of all Advantage members are actually paying zero premiums. Okay. Third, they provide these advantages, these extras, like free gym membership. I mean, people love that. You get free gym membership along with your plan. And this is, I say, a real benefit. They, a lot of these plans provide nurses on call 24 hours a day, round the clock, 24/7. You pick up the phone and you can get advice and help from a nurse. That's a nice benefit. And the news for 2019 is that there are even more Advantage extras next year. So the Advantage plans can now offer, in 2019, lifestyle perks, such as delivered meals, transportation to your doctors, all covered, wheelchair ramps, grab bars to help you from falling. These are all positive things. Plus, the plans can pay for your home caregivers to help members do everyday things like getting dressed, eating better, nutrition, shower, and bathing. These are all positives, and they sound awfully good. But there's a catch. Here's the catch. For the first time, Advantage plans don't have to provide the same benefits to every plan member. They can tailor the coverage. And maybe in the process, you'll get excluded before you realize it, before it's too late. So, for example, I'll give you a perfect example. The plan can say it's offering adult daycare. That sounds good. But then restrict it to only people with dementia. I'm sorry, you're not sick enough for adult daycare. You'll have to call back until you get sicker. Or it can say stuff like, we cover hearing aids up to $2,500 an ear. That sounds good. But then they pay just 25% of the bill. Not exactly $2,500, it's 25% of that. So look, it's all in the fine print, but that assumes you read these contracts. And even if you read it, that you catch it, that you can understand it. So, you know, look, we've talked about this before. I am not a big fan of Advantage plans.
Can you get the – because I am sure, once again, marketing, I am certain that, you know, people do need chore service assistance. They do need people to help. I mean, that is
right.
Critical. Is that available
right.
through regular
– No.
So
– No. Let me back up a half a step here and then explain that. So, look – as I say, Advantage plans can work for people because you can save money compared to original Medicare. But the catch is you got to stay healthy, right? So if you get sick, or if you run into a deer out of state or out, you know, on Route 44, you know, out of network, you can literally get buried with medical bills. So you got to, if you're healthy, they might work. If you've got health problems, they're not going to work for you. But bigger picture, and this is the thing you're getting at. This really bothers me. The Trump administration is bending over to pay back the health insurance lobby and undermine original Medicare. They're against original Medicare. And so they're not allowing original Medicare to cover these money-saving, potentially life-saving benefits like the trips to the doctor, the wheelchair ramps, and the grab bars. They don't want the government to pay for that. So they're saying, okay, original Medicare cannot offer those benefits, but our huge subsidies to these Advantage plans are allowing the Advantage plans to do it. So, you know, I think, as you're indicating, I think those benefits, those lifestyle perks, that should be available to every Medicare beneficiary, whether you're in an Advantage plan or in original Medicare. So anyway, we can't solve that today, but I would like to tell listeners where they can get some help. Okay. Now, remember, you got to go shopping here before December 7th, but here are three places to turn before December 7th. And I don't usually plug my book, but I'm going to plug my book. Go to Amazon, buy my book, Your Best Health Care Now. I've got chapters devoted to Medicare, Medicare Advantage, all the things we talked about today. My book can help you pick a better plan and probably save you money too. Second, call a company called VIA Benefits. That's VIA, VIA Benefits, 855-801-9762. Let me repeat it, 855-801-9762. They've got people available Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. These are licensed salesmen who are paid by the insurance companies. It's not going to cost you any money. These are licensed salesmen. They play it straight. They're real Medicare pros. I've used them personally for years, and I've been satisfied, more than satisfied, every time I have. They'll listen to you patiently, and then they'll steer you to very solid options, and that includes Medicare supplement plans, Part D plans, even Medicare Advantage plans. They play it straight. Give them a call. You can also call the government directly. You can enroll directly with the government. Call 1-800-MEDICARE. They've got experts there, too. They can answer all your questions, and they can enroll you. Before they enroll you, they can send you a printout. You don't have to go online, nothing like that. They'll send you a printout of your best choices, and then you could look into it on yourself, call them back, and make your final choice. One more thing, and this is good for anyone who does enroll in Medicare Advantage, want to give it a try. This year, for the first time, you can try a Medicare Advantage plan for the first 3 months of the year, January, February, March. If you're not satisfied with the plan, you can drop it, switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan, or go back to original Medicare. So you've got a three-month period there to test drive Medicare Advantage. So if you're intrigued by it, you could try it, and then you're not stuck for the rest of the year. Now, one more thing, Jill. A word of warning about this. Everybody who's in Medicare should by now have gotten in the mail a new Medicare card with a new code that identifies you. In the old card, it just had your Social Security number, and the government thinks it's going to be safer now. Take that Social Security number off and give you a unique code. So here's what to watch out for. If you get a phone call from anybody saying they're Medicare something, okay, and they're really checking up on the new cards and they want to make sure that the code you have coincides with the Social Security number they have on file, please tell me your Social Security number. Hang up. Medicare, the government, IRS, nobody from the government is ever going to call you up and ask you for your Social Security number. Never, never. If anybody does that, just slam the phone down. I usually have a couple of words of parting. You can be as polite as you'd like to be.
I've received them.
But hang up.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's really critical because, you know, the scamming is extraordinary. It's just, you know, it's over.
Well,
there's so much scamming.
It happens constantly. Yeah. I'm getting now. Are you getting these calls from China?
Yeah.
In Chinese
that they cannot, my voicemail cannot transcribe. It's like, yeah, no kidding.
Well, what you know what it's aimed at? It's aimed at Chinese immigrants who, you know, have limited English. And they say that the IRS is on to them, but
yeah,
they can settle. They can settle it all if you just send me a check for $500 or $1,000 or something like that. And these poor people who don't understand the rules of the government and are scared write them checks.
It's so profitable. And
it's so profitable that I get a call a day in Chinese. They it's just random phone calls.
Likewise, I'm getting those and I'm on my second second spate of replaced credit cards from Bank of America in 6 months.
What happened?
Well, when you take everybody's information and put it all in one place, you know, right. Guess what happens?
Guess what happened? You got hacked or somebody.
No, we didn't. No. This is just somebody got hacked, and therefore, this is the second time.
Somebody got hacked.
Yeah, but it's constant. Anyway, we are sadly out of time, so I'm going to end this show. But the point is that you do need to be a little bit alert because there are people out there who aren't necessarily looking out for your wallet.
Yeah, don't give me a Social Security number. The other thing is, I mean, really take a hard look at Original Medicare and the advantages of being able to see any doctor all over the country as opposed to a very limited network and an argument to get the benefits that you thought that were yours.
Yeah, that you thought you ordered.
Advantage plans, yeah, in a couple of years, 40% of all Medicare beneficiaries are going to be enrolled in these Advantage plans. I hope they understand that that means that they have to stay healthy.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And as he mentioned, his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in store, talks to these issues.